are listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Kingdom Sounds broadcast again today. We thank you, all of our faithful listeners, for meeting us here, right here on the radio dial, 6 p.m. every weeknight at 6 p.m. We are Victory International Praise Ministries. We bring you greetings from our pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. I'm in the studio today. Minister Andre Jordan, it's good to be with you. It's good to know the Lord. It's good to be saved. God is good. I'm always thankful, always appreciative unto the Lord just for the opportunity to share the word of the Lord, to share encouragement with those that are tuning in. God loves you. You're important to God. You matter to Him. The Lord is mindful of you. Sometimes we need to be reminded God is mindful of us because He's good. The scripture tells us He's a good Father. He's good. Everything about Him is good. And so I pray that just that little nugget would encourage your hearts today. Today I want to talk from the topic of the aroma of God. The aroma of God. And so, Father, today bless us. Bless us in this time together. Bless us as we look into your scripture. Encourage our hearts. Remind us of who you really are. Not what we think you are, but who you really are. Remind us that you are leaning towards us, that your hands are outstretched in love towards us. Father, help us to respond to you in like manner. Help us to yield. Help us to surrender. Help us to draw nigh unto you. I pray, let us all be strengthened to go that much more for you, to go for God, to yield to God, to obey God, to serve God. I pray and I ask, Father, bless your people today in Jesus' name. I just was thinking about desiring the aroma of God and wanting the aroma of God in my life and wanting to be so saturated with the oil of God upon my life that we walk in a room. Have you ever, and I know you have, but have you ever encountered, either you walked in a room or somebody walked in a room by you and they had on a loud perfume? Sometimes it's fragrant and it's wonderful, or sometimes it's fragrant and it's overbearing. But I thought about that memory of sometimes somebody is wearing something and it attracts your attention and you say, that smells good. What are you wearing? And you get the name of the cologne or the perfume and you're thinking, I'm either going to get it for me or I'm going to buy it for someone else or maybe a spouse. But it caught your attention. There was an aroma that person had on. And I thought about Christ the Lord. I thought about the Lord. I thought about what if believers, if we carried the aroma of God upon our lives. I thought about Jesus. I believe in that Christ had the aroma of God upon his life. And the aroma of God is attractive. It's attractive for good reasons. It's attractive for bad reasons, because the people that were religious, the religious leaders, oh, that aroma offended them. And so they wanted to kill, crucify, destroy, put an end to him. But it also, that aroma attracted those that could recognize the oil of God, that could recognize this man. Oh, he's not an ordinary man, but this man has been with God. This man is demonstrating and showing forth the works of God. this man, there's something different about him. And so within me is a desire for that aroma. And I believe some of you listening, within you is a desire to carry the anointing, to carry the oil, to carry the aroma of God upon your lives, just the your presence. I've thought about us and how God has ordained that we are his ambassadors. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. We are kingdom agents on assignment in the earth. And when we show up, the kingdom of God is present. And we need the aroma of God that we are operating, not just saying I am the kingdom, a kingdom agent of God, but we are bringing his presence, his anointing, his power, the manifestation and demonstration of the kingdom of God. And so I, of course, it, when we think about the Lord, we always think about Jesus, and we think about his life, we think about his pattern, his blueprint, his example. And so it led me to Mark 1. Let's start in verse 1 and 35, and I'm going to read. It says, "And in the morning, rising early, a great while before day, Jesus went out, and he departed into a solitary place, and there Jesus prayed. Before daybreak," in the New Living Translation, "the next morning Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray." And so the very thought, as I was just kind of pondering on the aroma of God and that desire, that's a heart's desire for the aroma of God to be upon my life. And it comes by spending time with God and Jesus, our example, Jesus, our blueprint, the master plan. Follow what he did. Be followers of God as dear children. Be followers of Jesus Christ. Follow his blueprint. It will lead us to the heart of the Father. It'll lead us to the will of the Father. So if we follow his blueprint and his example, he got up. He got up. Some of us stop right there. We're disqualified, eliminated right there. We won't get up. But Jesus got up a great while before day, a great while before the busyness of the day takes over, a great while before we're pulled in different directions, a great while before he got up and he went to a solitary or an isolated place to pray, away from the noise, away from the washing clothes, away from the dishes, away from the distractions, away from the "can I talk to you a minute?" Away from everything, because other people that aren't as invested, aren't as intentional, they're not up yet. So we carve out specifically, intentionally, deliberately, quiet time to meet with God, quiet time to get the downloads, the goods of God, quiet time to hear his voice and inquire of the Lord and just sit quietly in his presence. Because we recognize and we are in awe of who he is, the knowledge of God, the great privilege and honor that he thinks so much of us to meet with us. And many times, if we're honest, he's waiting on us to get there, because he's waiting for us to get up like Jesus did. But Jesus got up. Jesus got up because Jesus knew, this is valuable. This is the best thing I can do with my time all day. This meeting will set the tone for my day. This meeting with God will give me the stamina, the strength, the wisdom, the counsel, the might, the strategy for today. Many times in our days, we're discombobulated. And sometimes we think, oh, I rushed and gave God 5 minutes. Oh, but when we deliberately and intentional make, carve out an appointment, a meeting time, a meeting place with God, the benefits of it will show forth in our lives. We will forget his aroma, because as we spend time with him, my apostle always likes to say, what's on him rubs off on us. I'm after it, but am I willing to make the sacrifice? The value of God is so great, it will cost us something. I think about the story of the rich young ruler. He wanted what Jesus had. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? He asked. He had a question. He had a question, and I believe he had a desire. But what tripped him up is that he wasn't willing to go all the way. He wasn't willing to sacrifice. When it comes to the aroma of God, it will require a sacrifice. We're called to present ourselves, our bodies, a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. So we're called to be willing and be yielded to make ourselves, this body, all of me and all that my body encompasses, a sacrifice. The rich young ruler was not willing to go that deep. God, Jesus told him, give all you have to the poor, and he would inherit riches beyond money, stuff, houses, clothes, cars, money in the bank. Jesus said, there is a greater value. There is something priceless. What you have has value, has net worth, he told the rich young ruler. But he said, there's something beyond your net worth that exceeds your net worth that is priceless. And the rich young ruler was unwilling to make the sacrifice. God is asking us today. God is looking, seeking, and searching those that will make the sacrifice. I believe God wants to pour out like never before upon his people. And I believe God wants to pour out and save people and deliver people. Many of us have loved ones. Many of us have friends. Many of us have spouses. We have children. We have grandchildren that we are interceding for. God wants to know, will you go deeper? How far are you willing to sacrifice to get the oil on your life? How far are you willing to sacrifice to get empowered from on high to carry the anointing in power, in demonstration, that you lay hands on the sick and they recover, that you cast the demon out and the child is delivered, the child is set free, the spouse is set free, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, it boils down to our commitment, our sacrifice, our willing to go all the way. There's a story. I believe it was Rachel whom Jacob loved. She couldn't go all the way. She didn't have the stamina. So she died by the wayside in route to the promises of God. She didn't have the stamina and tenacity and the grit to make it all the way. What about you and I? We have great desires. God, I want you to use me. God, I want you to pour out your spirit on me. God, I want you to saturate me, permeate me. I want the aroma of God. I'm telling you, I want the oil of God. Am I willing to do what Jesus did? Am I willing to make the sacrifice? Am I willing to lose my life that I would gain his life, that I would gain eternal life? Am I willing to exchange with God in the true matters of the heart? Am I willing to put everything I possess in his hands? It's my time to ask the question. Jesus says, sell all you have. Am I willing to sell all I have? Whether it's emotional, physical, tangible, potential, am I willing to place all that I am and all that I have in the hands of the Father to do as he wills. Am I willing to sit on the potter's spinning wheel and allow him to mold me and make me that he might bring forth truly a vessel of honor and fit for the master's use? Or will I keep jumping off the potter's wheel? Ouch, 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 ouch. Will I keep jumping out of the firing kiln? Ouch, 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 ouch. Come on today. Let's be settled within ourselves and our spirits. There is a purpose and a call and assignment for each of us. God has preordained who, why, how we were called to serve him. He wants a complete yes from us that he might work in us, that we might be the manifested sons of God in the earth, duplicating, demonstrating as it is in heaven. So are we in the earth, ruling, administrating, occupying, manifesting the will of God in the earth, executing, legislating, commanding. God wants you. God wants me. God wants to use us, save us, deliver us, set us free. Destroy the little foxes that keep spoiling the vine, that keep us from being fruitful. Keep us being committed. Keep us being faithful. Keep us from being intentional, integral. Keep us from going all the way, that we deliver, that we birth out what he has placed in us, that it comes forth. I was thinking also, as I was thinking about the desire for the aroma of God, thinking about birthing forth what God has put in our spiritual wombs, our spiritual bellies. Oh, these things were deposited in the mind of God before we even broke through the birth canal. He knew and placed upon us from the womb, I called you this. I assigned you to this. I named you this. This is your call and assignment. You will do this in my name. God has great desires and intent towards us. God is waiting on us to get in a position, in alignment. Sit on the potter's wheel and let the potter have his way. Stop telling the potter what I want you to make me to be, and let the potter create a masterpiece out of our lives. Amen. I have so many scriptures I want to read, but I'm just kind of flowing. But many places in the Bible, let me just call out some of the scriptures. So if I don't read them all, you have them. We started with Mark 1 verse 35, and in Mark 6 verse 46, it continues, and Jesus went apart to pray to a solitary place. Mark 14, 23, and Jesus, they found him in a solitary place praying, getting the oil of God, getting the aroma, spending time, prioritizing time with God. That was on God just smeared him. Jesus covered in the aroma of God, just oily and smeared. Luke 5, 16, Jesus going apart to pray, getting with the Father, getting the oil, getting the strategy, getting the download. Jesus being an incense before the Father, a sweet smelling savor. I also, when you think about aroma, are we a sweet smelling savor in the nostrils of God? I pray we're not a stench, we're not a foul odor, like when somebody has on too much obnoxious cologne or perfume, but that we would be we would get the aroma of God on our lives, and that we would be an aroma, a sweet smelling savor in the nostrils of God. Our lives would be that. Luke 6 and 17, Luke 9 and 18, Luke 11 and 11. Many scriptures that talk about Jesus getting apart to pray. Is prayer a priority in our lives? Let's look at our schedule. So far this month, has prayer been a priority in your life? In my life, has prayer been a priority? Back to the basics, where I'm not concerned about, traffic. I'm not concerned about, I got to get to the job. I'm not concerned about, but this one thing, like Mary and Martha. Mary said, this, Jesus said about Mary, she has chosen the better part. She has chosen the important part. She has chosen the good part. Mary knew, yes, we got to serve the guests. We got to prepare the food. We got to show hospitality. But she said, you know what? Some things you can do later. Some things that we prioritize, we got the order wrong, we can do later. And God is teaching, sometimes in small ways, God is teaching, that can wait till later. The Holy Spirit's voice will break in, breaker 1, 2. He'll break in and say, you can do that later. And it helps you to just, reset and prioritize what the Holy Spirit is directing you to do first. Elijah said to the widow woman, make me a cake first. He said the priority is God. The priority is the things of God. The priority is the order of God. And so God wants of us, make him a cake first. Come and spend this time with me first. Prioritize your relationship with me. We cannot be in relationship with God and we never spend time with God. Can we be in a relationship with anybody? I'm not in a relationship with, let me see, Joyce Meyer. She don't know me and I know of her, but we're not in a relationship. We don't spend time together. So likewise, whoever we think is someone that we want to get to know, but we have to spend time together. We have to get to know one another. It comes from intimacy. God is wanting his people to return to intimate relationship with him. Intimacy. Let God see into us. Let God see where we need his help. Let us see into him. Let us spend time with him. Let him rub off on us. I pray today that this word is blessing you, because truly this word is blessing me as I think about patterning my life, patterning a prayer life after Jesus Christ, to get the perfume of God to permeate us, to get the perfume in the presence of God. It's valuable to recognize God's value. So suppose you could get a meeting with, let's say, Warren Buffett or Bill Gates and get their strategies on investment. Their time is valuable. Some people, it's $100,000 to get them to come and do a presentation or more. Their time is valuable. How much more is God's time of value to us? To get the perfume of God in our lives, it's costly. There's a great value. We need God to help and show us. Let us see and esteem his worth, his worthiness. Worship him. We need to see that God is more valuable than people, places, things, jobs, TV, food. Be willing to sacrifice all of it if that's what he requires of us. Be willing to let go. Is there anything we won't let go for God? Is there anything we won't release to him because we recognize a greater one? A greater one is here. A greater one is calling me. A greater one is pulling and tugging on me. I pray, God, help us today to be willing. The scripture teaches us about being willing and obedient. God, help us to be willing. Willing to sacrifice sleep. Willing to sacrifice food. That's fasting. Willing to sacrifice dollars. To be willing to release and to give like never before. I want the aroma of God. Jesus did all of this. He got up. He minimized sleep. He's fasted. He prayed. He gave. There is a cost. We have to be willing to pay it. We have to be open to God. We have to be willing to pay the price. We have to be willing. We have the ability. Are we willing? Are we willing to give all? Are we willing to choose the greater and forfeit the lesser? It's so important to have the presence of God. It's so important to have the leading of the Holy Spirit. God, help us. Help our eyes to be clear. Help our eyes to be open. Help us to see your value. Help us to see the value in the Word of God. Help us to see the value in eating the Word, consuming the Word. Help us to see the value in a productive, intimate prayer life, an intentional prayer life with the Lord, that we might carry your anointing, that we might house your anointing, that we might be vessels of honors, vessels for your use, that we might, Father, be your kingdom agent, your kingdom hands and feet, mouthpieces, evidence of the power and demonstration of God in the earth. I pray that the broadcast today has been a blessing. I pray that the broadcast encouraged you, but I really pray that it challenged you, that it spurred you on likewise to pursue a prayer life, an intimate time with God like never before, as myself, that it caused me to look at my life and see where I'm yet unwilling to sacrifice. What am I unwilling to give up? What am I still making excuses for and asking the Holy Spirit to excuse me? I pray that you would be blessed, that you would walk in victory. You've been listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. We are the Kingdom Sound Broadcast, located at 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Come and visit us. May you walk in victory in Jesus' name.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
Well, I just want to say thank you to all of our faithful listeners for tuning in weekly to the Kingdom Sound Broadcast, brought to you by Victory International Praise Ministries. I also today want to just take a moment and announce a great community happening in Brevard County, Move of God Revival Services by Minister Kevin Alexander is going on in our city August 14th through the 19th weekly, 7 p.m., August 21st through 25th nightly, 7 p.m. at Ark of the Covenant Ministries under Pastor Cecilia Steinbeck, located at 2715 North Harbor City Boulevard in the city of Melbourne, Florida. The phone number for questions, contact information, 321-610-4966. I pray that you will come and be a part of
this. You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian Voice of Boulevard.